Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Hongyin Niu. He is the Director Global Forwarding at Freya in Denmark. First and foremost, Hongyin, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you here. It's been some time since we last met. As I always do with all of my interviewees, I allow them a chance to explain a little bit about their background. So, Hongyin, of course, it escapes no one that you are originating from China, but how did you end up here and how did you get into logistics? Can you please tell our viewers the story?
Yeah, a long story in short. I ended up in Denmark because I finished my study in China, and then I found an opportunity of studying in Denmark here. So I carried on my further study here in Denmark in the University of Aarhus back to 2008. And then afterwards, after I graduated, I found this golden opportunity with the company called Martin Venture for my first job. So I started my career up there. And then since then, I stepped into logistics until now. So I have been working in the logistics project forwarding and related activities for the past 10 years.
Okay, fantastic. So you're still relatively young, but already 10 years in the business. And how do you like to be in, what do you like about being in logistics?
I like this part very much because you basically do not get the same thing every day. And even for the same kind of setup or for the same kind of shipments, you will still get a totally different story or totally different way of doing it every single day. So that's it. That is actually the very interesting part of it. And also on top of that, you have the opportunity basically to know and to get in touch with everybody in the world, and also to learn the culture and also to learn the way of people doing the business worldwide. So that's really fantastic. And then of course, if there's no COVID, then you will be allowed to travel around the world, also to meet people around the world. That's really interesting. So I still like it, and I think I will still like it for the rest of many years.
Yeah, it's the same here. Yes, at least you said exactly like I'm feeling. Never is any day boring. You can have a headache and you can have a fantastic success, but never is it boring. What I'd like to ask you also, Freya, F-R-E-J-A, Freya is quite a well-known company, especially for trucking around in Europe and Scandinavia, but I also understand that you are quite active in moving project cargo around the world. Tell me a bit about the organization of Freya and where you are located in the world right now.
Yes, Freya was a company established in 1985 as majorly as a trucking company. And then back to approximately 2000, Freya Finland was established or was merged into there's another company of Freya merged into Freya. So we had Freya Finland, and Freya Finland has been very active in the project cargo branch. Then since 2015, I joined Freya here. So we started up with moving the project cargo in Denmark as well. And 2016, I have been establishing our China office as well, so that we have very well set up in China as well, because we know a lot of cargo, project cargo moving around the world, a lot of them are coming out from China. So it's important to have your own setup and your own office in China. So Freya is still having most of the activities as trucking, but the project ANC activities is growing very fast for the past many years. When I set it up, our team over here back to 2015, of course, I started by myself. And right now we have 14 people here in total dealing with project cargo ANC. We in Sweden, we have our setup as well. So geographically, we are located heavily in Scandinavia. So that's why we call it moving project cargo with a Nordic route. Mm-hmm. And then together with the SDK branches, we then also have the offices in Poland, and we have the offices in China as well. So we are expanding a little bit outside to the world as well. And organizational wise, now you hear the word SDK. That is because 2 years ago, Freya has been merged into the group called USTC. And USTC group owns many other companies. And among the companies, SDK and Freya is the two biggest logistic part. So we are now called SDK Freya Group. And then under SDK Freya Group, there's Freya Transport and Logistics, taking care about the logistics part, meaning freight forwarding, trucking, warehousing, custom clearance, and so on. Then we also have the SDK part, which is on the agency, stevedoring, ports, and so on. And the SDK agency has pretty much presentation all over the Scandinavia or the Nordic ports or locations. So with these activities combined, then we become even stronger, or we become even more reachable on the local activities here in the Nordic.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. There's no doubt. I mean, I come from Scandinavia, so of course, for me, I certainly know Shipping DK, and together with Freya, I think it makes sense. You can offer the whole package, and you can cover the whole of the vast region here. What I'd like to ask you also is, you have overseas offices in Freya as well for international. You have offices in China, right?
Yes, correct.
Where are they located?
They are located in Shanghai, located in Guangzhou, and they are located in Qingdao. So we have three offices there, and Shanghai has been head office.
Okay,
understand. Qingdao and Guangzhou, obviously, is one for the north, one for the south.
Understand, yes. Yeah. And now with China hopefully opening up completely soon, can you see that things are starting to move again after a long kind of a peace?
Yeah, I mean, cargo-wise, in terms of the cargo, it has been moving, and especially last year, as everybody knows, the freight rates has been soared a lot, especially from China all over the world.
Yes.
So cargo, in terms of the cargo, it has been moving quite a lot in China, and of course, now this year, we have seen some kind of the demand of the cargo from US or from Europe, for example, start slowing down a bit. In combination of different kind of scenarios we have worldwide, so I believe that the cargo will still be moving, but probably with less volume. But on the other hand, with all of this new things happening in the world today, the world is focusing very much on the green transition and focusing very much on the energy sector. So that also means there will probably be a lot of industrial project or industrial cargo moving around again. So yes. I do hope China will kind of open up by end of this year or maybe beginning of next year. Yeah. So that will enable people to travel, because apart from moving cargo itself, it's also important for people to be able to meet each other and to talk about what's going on, and also to talk about, when you're dealing with big projects. Yeah. So it's important for people to meet up.
You're absolutely right. And both of you have a special interest in China. I married one and you are from there. So in a way, we are in the same boat, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, but that's good, Hongyi. But I know that Freya has a very good name, and whenever I drive around Scandinavia, I see your trucks all the time. So you might, I don't think they're driving around empty, so you must be doing well.
Yes, I believe so. And I know that we're getting more and more trucks, which is a good sign as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay, that's great. But listen, Hongyi, here, one of the final questions I have in order to make the interview efficient also for our viewers. How do you see the future if you look into the crystal ball for 2023 for Freya? Do you have any more plans for overseas expansion, or are you, let's say, happy to develop with what you have now?
According to our management message, our management is actively looking into developing or expanding the company in a way that is strategy-wise and also culture-wise suitable for the company development. So from the management side, they are looking into developing or expanding the company in various of ways, opening new offices or finding new locations and so on. So if we look into 2023, I believe there will be new offices, or maybe there will be new activities established. And also by now, our development is going the way that the management wants. So I believe there will be new growth strategy coming up as well for moving ahead.
Okay, very good. Sounds very interesting. Yes, no, I certainly, as I mentioned before, you have a good name, and I think you've done well in the 10 years you've been there. And of course, I know you since the past, also in Martin Venture days, which I was a big part of once many kilos ago. So good to see that you're still going strong. So I want to thank you formally for this interview, Hongyi.
Thank you. Thank you, Bo. Thank you for inviting me here.
You're welcome. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Hongyi Niu. He is the director of global forwarding at the Freya Group and a very well-known, let's say, group here in Scandinavia. So we thank him and stay tuned for more interviews in Project Cargo Weekly in the near future. Thank you very much.